It was really bad. It was really, really, really bad. And I'll tell you how I knew it was bad. The thing that I hate most in the entire world is when it's raining or when you're standing in a wet area and the bottoms of your pant cuffs get wet. I hate it. It makes me really irrationally angry. And the worst moment of my entire life, I was standing in wet grass and the bottom cuffs of my pants were wet. And I was waiting for this boy that I despised to come out of the university dorms that I had once lived in before I had graduated, and he still lived in. And I really hated him. This boy had one time been my friend and then been my boyfriend. And then for a very short and awkward time, had been a very unwanted fiancé. Now, you laugh, but he proposed to me in front of his entire family on the day that I was going to break up with him. Oh, jeez. So this time that I was standing outside of the dorm, we had been broken up for a couple of months. But my life during that couple of months had been an absolute disaster. Because up until that point, I had been raised in a very, very strong biblical setting. The kind of life where the stories are all about forgiveness and repentance, and your goal in life is to find a God-fearing husband to obey. Now, that's not really my personality. So the university I went to was a very, very conservative Christian university. And the kind of secret motto of all of the students was, "Ring by spring or your money back." I did not want to go there. But this boy that was a few years younger than me had wanted to go there. After a few awkward months of that, I did break up with him and lost a lot of friends because of it. I was standing outside of this dorm because I'd made an unexpected pit stop there. That day, I was driving about 2.5 hours to say goodbye to my best friend who was about to go on her big adventure. She was going to go across the world and teach English. The university was about halfway. And as I was driving past the university, almost past it on the interstate in Illinois, I had an idea. And it was perhaps the worst idea I have ever had. I decided I was going to stop and ask this boy that I really hated if we could rewind and try again. And so I stopped, and he came out, and we both looked at each other in the wet grass, and he rejected me. And I got in the car, and I cried so hard. And I was really confused, because I wasn't crying because I was sad. I was crying because I was really, really fucking relieved. And I had told myself when I stopped, this is it. Whatever this conversation holds, whatever the outcome of this is, that's it. That's the end of it. If the commitment is that it's done, then you move on with your life. Because I had no job at the moment. I had planned my entire future around this person that I didn't even want to be with. I had no job. A lot of my friends had left. And the week before, I'd had my first ever panic attack. And so he'd said no. I drove on to Debbie's house to say goodbye to her. And I arrived there, and I'd said nothing about it. And I helped her pack, and she talked about how scared she was about going across the world. And then the phone rang. And it was her recruiter from South Korea calling to finalize a couple of things and finalize her flights, which were in a few days' time. She was just about to hang up the phone, and I got this rush of adrenaline. And I just said, "Hey, can I talk to him?" She got really confused, and she handed me the phone. And I didn't even say hello. I just said, "How quick can you get somebody a job in South Korea?" 6 days later, I got on the plane with Debbie. And I never went home. From that point, I lived in South Korea. I gave birth to my son. I lived in Europe. I traveled around Asia. And then I came on a one-way ticket to New Zealand, where I ended up in Nelson. And one day, I was at Tahuna Beach with a man that was at that time my friend, then would become my boyfriend and is now my husband. We were walking through the water and the cuffs of my pants were wet, and I didn't care.